Now, I think you're very lucky to have this wonderful church to come into for your services on Sundays and other times. Actually, I used to come in here when I was young because I came to Sunday school here for about 3 years in my childhood. And I've always admired this church, which I think is the nearest thing we've got to a cathedral in Enfield. But one of the most striking things about this church, of course, is the spire, that great big lofty spire that you can see from all around the place, see from a long way off, that marks this church out as something special. I've always admired the spire, and you can see it from quite a long distance away. It's a graceful feature of the landscape. Can anyone tell us how high the spire is? Does anybody know? Anybody like to guess? Oh, well, I thought it was a statistic that you'd all know. Right? We've got the tallest spire in Enfield. Yes? 35 metres, is it? Oh, right. I thought it was more than that. Is that from the ground, measured from the ground to the... or just the spire bit at the top? Mm. Well, it reminds me of another beautiful town that has a very beautiful spire, and that, of course, is Salisbury, where they have that lovely cathedral with a wonderful, tall, elegant spire that's always been photographed, one of the most famous views in England. But another English town that had a famous spire was Chesterfield. Has anyone ever been to Chesterfield? I think it's up in Derbyshire and up in the North Midlands. And they have a spire that's quite famous, not really for the reason that the designers intended. An eight-sided spire, and unfortunately the spire is crooked. It wasn't meant to be, it was just that somebody hadn't done their job properly when it was being constructed. When they brought the wood and to build the spire, because the structure is wood underneath, though it looks like a tiles or stone outside, but when they built the spire, the wood hadn't been seasoned properly. If you're going to use wood for construction, then it ought to be seasoned. That means dried out. So all the sap and all the dampness in the wood is dried out. So the wood was still green, still full of sap, when they used it to build the spire of the church at Chesterfield. And as it did dry out, so the wood shrank and the spire twisted. Slowly, over the years, it twisted more and more. But luckily, I believe, it hasn't fallen down. It's still there. And there it stands as perhaps the only crooked spire in England. And a lovely church was spoiled by somebody's carelessness, although I believe it does wonders for tourism in the town. So poor materials don't make for good building. And the same, of course, applies to people, to you and I, and even to boys and girls. And Paul had something to say about this. Paul said, "Provide things that are harvests in the sight of all men." He meant, always be truthful. Sorry, I can't read my own writing. Provide things that are honest in the sight of all men. Honest. Always be truthful. Don't pretend to be what you're not. Dishonesty, like a crooked spire, always shows itself up in the end. So don't let there be any green wood in your life. Be honest, truthful, and trustworthy. right through your life. And you will then do, as Paul said, provide things honest and straight in the sight of all men for all your days. And that will be something very worthwhile doing and something to be very proud of.